Damn, Q. Baby, you did that.
You are now locked in live from the 48205 Red Zone.
You ain't never been on E Block, bitch. You too excited.
Shit.
Damn. Yeah.
Shit, girl.
Yeah, nice get wide
shit. Fuck that shit. I ain't in that bitch, man. Shit.
Perfect. Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show live on eblockradio.com. Shout out to all my people listening out in California, all my people out in Texas, all my people out in Georgia, all my people out in New Orleans. You know what I'm talking about? All the people in Georgia, all the people in New York, all the people across the world, dog, because we even got some people that's overseas listening. So what up to y'all? And of course, shout out to my family right here in the city of Detroit, dog. That's home base right there. What up, dog? Let's get to it, dog. You already know what it is. The Live is Cloud radio show on the planet. Straight from the E-Block Radio, live on your dial right this moment, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show. My man Angry Man and Monk Money is out of the office today, but you got your boy, man, Q Lewis, holding it down live from the 48205, dog. You already know what that is. Red Zone, baby. Let's get to it, dog. Yo, so if you're just now checking in, dog, we gonna talk a little shit today. I am in the studio by myself today, so the listening audience is going to be the co-host today. So wherever you listen at, or if you watch, and make sure that you do like, share, and subscribe. Hit your comments in the bottom, and we will read your comments live on air. Or you can give me a call at 313-444-3032. You see the number up top, dog. Alright, so let's get to it, man. Before I get to what I got going on and how we gonna get to the topic today, I got a story from the Fat Boy Chronicles, dog. Alright, so real quick, I just got a story. Anybody that know me know that when I eat Subway, which I do a little bit often now, because I found out about this app where I can get free subs and shit like that. So anyway, whenever I eat Subway, I usually couple it up with McDonald's fries, right? Because I never get the chips. I always get fries from McDonald's. But that's not the Fat Boy part. So I ordered a sub the other day on the app, right? So I pull up to the gas station, right? Because the Subway is in the gas station. And so I didn't order it before I got there. So I'm sitting in front of Pump 7 and I'm ordering my Subway, right? So I'm just like, I'm outside, like I'm not in the city. So I wanted to order it, but it's going to take like 15 minutes and I didn't want to really sit there in the parking lot because, like, you know, you never know. They might call the police on me, right? So anyway, I ordered. I'm sitting there for a while and I'm thinking, like, I want to go get these McDonald's fries, right? Because I got to get those to go with my Subway. So I'm like, bam, I'm ordered that. It's a McDonald's probably like three buildings down the street. So I'm like, I'm going to order it. I'm going to chill right here for a minute and then I'm going to go get the fries, right? So I'm like, bet, I'm chilling. A couple people pull up, get gas or whatever. So then I'm like, all right, by the time I go get the fries and get back to Subway, my sub will be finished and I can pick it up and be up out of here. So I'm like, all right, bet. So I sit there for a few minutes, go down to the McDonald's. I'm in line, right? It's only one person ahead of me. Excuse me. Only one person ahead of me. So I'm waiting on them. They pull off. So I pull up to the joint and I say, yo, let me get one large fry and one large sweet tea, dog. I could always get the sweet tea with it too, because the sweet tea be good. So I got the one large fry and the sweet tea. So I pull up. People in front of me taking forever, right? They passing bags like a mug. So I don't know how much that stuff they ordered. But anyway, I look at my app and they say I got like 5 minutes left before my sandwich done. So I'm like, I'm still cool. Damn, IG Live, my bag, phone keep falling. So I pull up and in true Fat Boy nature, dog, they come up to the window with a soft serve ice cream cone, right? So I'm looking like, but like the Fat Boy in me made me reach for it anyway. Even though I know damn well I didn't order that shit, right? So I reached for it, but the look on my face, I guess they knew that it wasn't mine. They was like, oh, that's not your order. It's like, no, that's not mine. Then I just laughed, and I'm like, I thought y'all was trying to give me a free ice cream or whatever. So they laughed or whatever. They went back. So then a girl come back with this big-ass bag and a McFlurry, right? Now, off-rip, though, if you in the neighborhood, like, you know, from my neighborhood, the ice cream machine ain't worked at McDonald's in years, dog. So the fact that she even came with a McFlurry, I was just like, damn, I'm gonna take it. Right? So She had me the bag and she like, yeah, 20 piece nugget and the McFlurry and shit, right? So here go my fat ass. I'm like, yeah, that's me. So I took the chicken nuggets and the McFlurry, bro. Crazy as hell, right? I just came for some fries and a drink to go with my Subway. And if you're thinking, or if you're asking, yes, I ate the 20 piece McNuggets. And I went and grabbed my Subway and went to the crib and ate that shit too, dog. Crazy, man. Real fat boy story right there. Just thought I'd share that with y'all. Some wild shit, bro. But anyway, I'm kind of confused though. Like, it was only one person ahead of me. I wonder where the hell all them orders was coming from. Must have been like online or app orders or something. I don't see how they could have that many confused orders and it was only one person ahead of me. Still don't know how that happened, dog. But anyway, that was just a funny story I wanted to share with y'all, dog. So this is how we got to today's topic, actually. So when I got to the crib, I had some editing to do. So I was eating the Subway and I was editing the last episode of Beers, Bourbon, Whiskey podcast, which is available right now on eblockradio.com. We did a bourbon review on Dragon's Milk bourbon. So make sure you check that out. It's on eblockradio.com right now. But so I'm sitting there editing and I decided I was gonna throw something on TV, right? So I'm watching Velma, right? So Velma is a spinoff or like a backstory for Velma on Scooby-Doo, right? So I'm watching just kind of in the background, but it's actually decent, dog. Like it's actually a decent show. I don't know if anybody watched the cartoon version of Velma on I think it's HBO Max, I believe. I think that was HBO Max I was watching on. But actually, it's pretty decent. Now, I will tell you, just like everything else, the LGBTQ, RSTOV, is in every situation. So, Velma is gay. Or, you know what? I'm not even going to say she's gay. I think she's trying to figure it out. Because in the show, she love, she loved Daphne. But then I think she loved the dude, too. So, I think she's just in a state of confusion. But it... Overall, though, it's a pretty decent show, dog. So I'm watching that and doing my editing or whatever. And then I just started thinking about cartoons. So that's how we got to today's topic about the top five cartoons, dog. So we'll get into that in just a moment. If you're looking right now, or if you're listening right now, make sure you throw your top five into the bottom here, into the comments, and we will read it live on air. Or if you want to give us a call, it's 313-444-3032, dog. You can give us your top five cartoons, dog. Son of Liberty checking in. He said fries and drink with soap. Yeah, man. He said, please take better care of yourself. I know, right? But the fries go so well with the Subway sandwich, dog. Instead of the chips that they give you at Subway. Oh, it just works out so much better. Son of Liberty say trying to figure it out is gay. I don't know. Like I said, she's just kind of confused in that show. But what's crazy about it though is that it's her, Daphne, and Fred is in the in her backstory. So at this point, they haven't even met Shaggy yet. So Shaggy hasn't even been introduced to the group yet. So I'm curious to see what's gonna be like next season. Are they gonna just keep doing each character's backstory? Like, I'm not sure how they gonna do it. But at this point, Shaggy and Scooby-Doo not even in the picture yet. But honestly, like I said, I think it's a dope cartoon. I fuck with it. It was cool and shit, dog. So that's what we're talking about today, dog. Top five favorite cartoons, dog. Son of Liberty already checked in with his five. If you got your five, if you're on IG, you can throw it into the comment box right now, or wherever you're looking at right now, you can go ahead, throw it into the comment box, or you can give us a call at 313-444-3032, dog. You can tell us live on the air what your favorite cartoons are. So Son of Liberty says Smurfs, Thundercats, Pro Stars. I forgot about that. Beavis and Butthead, I guess that does count as a cartoon. Yeah, Beavis and Butthead and Voltron, the non-gay one. I guess you have to mention that because Monk Money said that the last Voltron was pretty pretty alphabetish. I haven't watched it yet, though, so I haven't gotten into the new Voltron. So you said Smurfs, Thundercats, Pro Stars, Beavis and Butthead, and Voltron. That's a pretty good mix right there. Beavis and Butthead was like some of the raunchiest, craziest shit ever. That was like on, if I ain't mistaken, that was on MTV, I believe it was. But when that first came out, though, it was just like, I knew then that cartoons was taking a turn for the worse. That was like South Park before South Park. And South Park is still going, by the way, which is crazy. Some of the shit that they talk about on South Park, I'm still not sure how they getting away with that shit, though. It's kind of out of control, though. I want to hear some other people's top five, too, though. If you're checking in, hit me in the comment box, though. I want to go ahead and read it out loud. I got five. My five is kind of all over the place, so I'm gonna try to wait mine out a little bit before I get to mine, because once I get my top five, the show is over. We ain't talking about shit no more. You know what? It was something I watched. Shot checking in. What up, though, Shot? Let me see. His top five is in here. Let's read his real quick. He said Flintstones, Tom and Jerry, Rugrats, Family Guy, and The Simpsons. I fuck with four of those, but Tom and Jerry was trash, bro. Tom and Jerry was trash. I really didn't like Tom and Jerry, though. Plus, they don't even fucking talk. I need some dialogue in my cartoons, though. They don't even talk. But I ain't like that. The Flintstones was dope. Rugrats was decent. I think it was a little after my time and shit, so I ain't really watch it a lot. From that era, though, I got one that's from that era that's probably would be included in that. But I'm gonna tell mine in a minute. Family Guy and The Simpsons. Family Guy is my shit, though. Family Guy is my shit. Now, I don't know if oh, Son of Liberty, come on, dog. Cut him some slack today, man. It's Friday, bro. Anyway, Family Guy is my shit still. I just don't know if Family Guy, how I would have received it as a kid, though. Because Family Guy is definitely an adult cartoon, dog. Like, for me, for sure. My nigga Bo checking in. What up, though? See, I'm tripping. He loved Tom and Jerry. No, Tom and Jerry was trash, though. My nigga Dale checking in. What up, though? Shout out to E-Block in the building, man. I know you probably out on the road somewhere in the truck, dog. So, salute to you, dog. Be safe out on these roads. He said Family Guy and Futurama. Dog, Futurama is underrated, bro. Like, I don't think enough people is hip to Futurama, dog. That shit kind of wild. The robot on that joint. Damn, what's the robot name, dog? I ain't watched it in a while, but that shit is hilarious, dog. Dog be drunk and everything. That should be cool. Now, see, these is cartoons, though. Family Guy, Futurama, even South Park to a degree, dog. Like, all of these are American Dad. All these are kind of like cartoons that I fuck with as an adult. Yeah, Bender, that's his name. As an adult, but like as a kid, that shit probably would have fucked my life up. Let me see Bo checking in. Let me see what he say. That Boondocks, G.I. Joe, Futurama, Transformers, and Spider-Man. The Spider-Man cartoon? I don't know, dog. Like, I don't remember. Like, I don't really remember the Spider-Man cartoon being like that good, though. G.I. Joe was always my shit, though. Transformers, obviously. Boondocks is definitely my shit, though. I remember, though, this is a throwback. This is how old I am. I remember Boondocks being a 3-box comic strip in the newspaper, bro. This is before it became a actual cartoon. It was in the comic section of the newspaper, dog. Y'all niggas ain't even old enough to remember when comics came in the newspaper. I used to look at that shit on like section D or E. It was always in the back somewhere. Next to the crossword puzzle, dog. That's how old I am. Dog. I was reading comics in the newspaper. But yeah, Boondocks started off on print. So shout out to Dog, man, for elevating that shit. Look, I ain't gonna lie to you, though. Even though Pops, you know, passed away and shit, and they haven't redone the situation, I feel like they should revamp Boondocks, dog. They should slide somebody in there like the long lost grandma or somebody and just keep that motherfucker revamped, dog. That's why I feel like they need to get back to it. Boondocks is necessary, dog. And I think this is the element where that shit really needs to be in. He's talking about, oh, like Kendrick, Wu-Tang, or Spider-Man. I fuck with Spider-Man. I just don't think the cartoon was, I don't think the cartoon was that dope, dog. Like, the cartoon was that dope. I fuck with Spider-Man, like the movies and shit, though. And the comics, like the actual comic books. Like, I got a gang of the Spider-Man comic books. CC checking in on IG. Let's see what she say. She say, I'm a 90s baby, so mine would be Recess, Codename, Kids Next Door, Rugrats, Powerpuff Girls. Dexter's Laboratory, dog. Look, I'm gonna tell you right now, Dexter's Laboratory was some funny ass shit, dog. I fuck with Dexter. Dexter's Laboratory, dog. Rugrats showing up again, though. So I guess Rugrats is a lot of people's favorite. Cuz checking in. What up, Sam? Said He-Man. Dog, He-Man was the shit. I feel like we had better cartoons back in the days, dog. I think that our cartoons was the shit. I ain't trying to shit on y'all 90s babies and younger. Y'all cartoons. Y'all cartoons is a little too adultish. My nigga Diddy checking in. What up, though? This weekend, dog. Actually, starting tonight, one of the events, the Liquid event, I believe, is tonight. On today is the 24th, right? Yeah, the 24th, and tomorrow for the main event down at Garden Theater for the Black Spirits event, dog. Check out my man Diddy. He in my IG right now. What up, though? Shout out to him and Lazar, dog. We putting on me and the gang will be down at the joint tomorrow. The Garden Theater, man. BBW, the Beers, Bourbon, Whiskey Podcast will be in effect for the Black Spirits event tomorrow night at Garden Theater, man. Make sure y'all get some tickets. Link in my bio or link in Diddy's bio, which is I am Deshaun 87. All right, make sure you check them out. Corporate Cody checking in. What's good? Recess was solid, though. Actually, Recess made it to my top five and shit. And I got a whole story about how that happened. Diddy said, Doug was funny. The boy always have on the same fit, though. Dog, that's fucking Arnold. Doug was funny. It's some other shit. A lot of Adult Swim shit was funny too, though, like for no reason. Like Birdman was funny. What was the shit with the dog? What was the shit with the meatball and the shake, like or a drink or some shit? What the fuck was the name of that cartoon, bro? I can't remember the name of that shit. That shit used to be funny as hell, though. Son of Larry said, next to the White Spirits. Dog, anyway, Black Spirits event is celebrating a lot of the Black Spirits owners from across the country. So that's what this event is about. Should I say Johnny Bravo was my junk too, dog. Was everything to get the women. Dog, for sure, dog. Aqua Team Hunger Force. Dog, that's crazy. Y'all said that shit at the same time. That's wild as hell. Corporate Cody said the same thing. Aqua Teen Hunger Force. He said the same thing as Son of Liberty. Like, at the same time. That shit was crazy. Y'all might know each other and shit. Diddy said Beavis and Butthead. Yeah, so that's what they was talking about earlier. Son of Liberty said Beavis and Butthead. Like, that shit was so raunchy, bro. Like, that was... that shit was out of control, bro. Nobody mentioned... Well, no, I'm gonna give y'all a few more minutes to give y'all top five, and then I'm gonna get mine. And then we're going to get the hell up out of here and start enjoying our weekend and shit, dog. So I'm going to drink some Duke and Dame. Shout out to my man, Diddy. Let me see. Candy checking in. What up, though? Said Danny Phantom and Kim Possible. Oh, yeah, for sure. All the girl cartoons. Of course, you love those. It's one. Well, no, somebody did say Simpsons, though. Somebody did say the Simpsons. Simpsons used to be my shit. I think they would have been in my top five a few years ago. But I guess some more shit that came out that, you know, I didn't find some other shit to like. Molly checking in. What up, though? She said He-Man. So what's your other four, though? What's your top five? He-Man was the shit, though. Yeah, they did make a movie about Beavis and Butthead. That shit was out of control, though, for sure. Whoa. She took that shit old school, though. Dog, can't he say, Woody Woodpecker, dog. Rocky and Bullwinkle, bro. Dog, them some throwbacks, nigga. The PJ. Do the PJs count as a cartoon, though? That shit was like Claymation or some shit. Like, do that count as a cartoon, dog? I don't know. I guess we can give it an honorable mention and shit. Claymation cartoon, huh? I guess it's animations, I guess so. So, all right, so Molly said Jetsons. That's the one I was wondering. Like, nobody had said Jetsons. So, Jetsons is one of hers and shit. Jetsons was my shit, though. I think Dog was a black dude and shit. Son of Liberty said Woody Woodpecker was so racist. The early on was like, because, you know, it's a couple of versions of Woody Woodpecker. One of them got, like, fat legs with lines in it and shit. Like, that was a different one. Hanna-Barbera. What the fuck? I don't even know what that is. It sounds familiar. Yeah, I don't even know what that is. It sounds familiar to the mug, though. Candy said She-Ra. I never got into She-Ra, dog. Yeah, I never got into She-Ra. She just goes do all the girl cartoons I see. Woody Woodpecker. If you think about it, though, if you go back far enough, all the Looney Tunes shit and all the old cartoons had some racial overtone because that's when they was made and shit. Can't you say we are in the Jetsons age? Almost and shit, dog. It's a whole collection of cartoons. Oh yeah, oh it is. Okay, that's why it sounds familiar. Right. That's why I'm tripping, dog. That's the whole set. I got you. All right, so Sam checking back in. He say, let's see. Oh yeah, those shows, the Yogi Bear joint. No, yeah. All right, I dig that. Sam said G.I. Joe, Transformers. Oh shit, I lost you. Oh, Animaniacs, that's my shit. Oh, he said G.I. Joe, Transformers, Woody Woodpecker, Casper the Friendly Ghost, duh. Word. And Mighty Mouse. Not Casper the Friendly Ghost, duh. Yo, y'all got me fooling on some of these motherfuckers, duh. Let me see. He said Animaniacs, that's for sure. Captain Caveman, Yogi Bear, Snaggletooth, those were some of the Hanna-Barbera shows. Yeah, I remember that. Like, that one, Yogi was decent. That's probably about the, I don't know, that's probably like the only one I liked out of that. He said Animaniacs and Captain America was also heavy rotational cartoon and shit. Captain America was dope. Animaniacs was my shit, though, for sure. Where we at, though? Gummy Bear. What the hell is Gummy Bears? I don't even know what that is. Damn, what was I watching at that time? Was I watching porn already? What was going on? Never even heard of Gummy Bears. I heard of Care Bears. That's a cartoon, right? Shy said the MC Hammer cartoon, dog. Man, that shit was so trash. But that was back in the day when we had Saturday morning cartoons and shit, though. So that was during that era. Super Friends, yeah, for sure. Anything to do with the with superheroes and shit was always dope. Other than dog, I fucking hated Captain Planet, bro. Like I know that shit was supposed to be about the environment and shit, and you know all this, you know all that kind of righteous shit. But dog, Captain, what I just said, Captain Planet, dog. That shit was horrible, dog. I fucking hated that. That's about the only. It's like the only superhero cartoon. Like I'm not feeling that shit, dog. It's one that ain't nobody said yet that I'm hella surprised, dog. And it's in my top five, and I'm kind of mad it ain't nobody. It ain't nobody else's. Say Yu-Gi-Oh. Oh, we about to get into anime and shit, huh? Yeah, I don't know nothing about the anime shit other than Dragon Ball Z. That's the only thing I used to watch. And the Magic School Bus. Captain Planet was trash, bro. Damn, I can't believe y'all missing this one, dog. I can't believe it, bro. Somebody, maybe I'm just too old and ain't nobody thinking about this shit, dog. I'm about to get my top five in just a minute, dog. I wanna let a few more people chime in to see if they gonna say that one that I feel like is missing from everybody's list, dog. I can't believe that shit is missing. Especially all the homies and shit that was talking about G.I. Joe and fucking He-Man and shit, dog. Y'all missing that one. And they niggas better not say Silverhawks, like that shit was trash. Silverhawks was trash. Captain Planet was trash, dog. Y'all know it's got to be one. Anyway, while I'm waiting to see if y'all gonna come up with that one that I'm talking about, my honorable mention is Cops, though. Cops was my shit. It's my honorable mention. It didn't make the top five, but yeah, somebody said Voltron already. They said the non-gay one, though, because obviously, apparently, the new Voltron got some got some alphabet fever to it and shit. So there it is, my nigga, dog. Thundercats, dog. My nigga, thank you, dog. Cause I was tripping. Ain't nobody said Thundercats, dog. My nigga Dale figured that one out, dog. You don't get no prize and no shit like that, but good looking. Yeah, there it is, man. Sam checking in too with the Thundercats for sure, dog. I can't believe y'all didn't have Thundercats in y'all top five, man. What is going on in America today, dog? Thundercats is the shit. Hell yeah. Alright, so I guess I'll get my top five in a moment. It's 10:42. Yeah, I'll give y'all a few more minutes and shit. Cause once I get my top five, we out this motherfucker. I'ma start getting my weekend together, dog. Is this some more tonight? Dog, this is an honorable mention too, bro. Dog, this is a hella honorable mention. You said Oh, you said Thundercats? When you said Thundercats, dog? I don't remember. I didn't see that yet. Oh, shit, you did say Thundercats. Damn, my bad. I missed that shit, Son Liberty. My bad, dog. I thought the little body say that shit. All right, well, I guess you stole the excitement out of that one. Shit, my fault. We go, fuck shit, it's Black History Month. We gonna take that one. It's Black History Month. We taking that L and shit, dog. You wasn't the first one. We stole it. Candy said Robotech was one of the hypest first animes. Yeah, Robotech. Yeah, that's that throwback. Again, that was a love story, though. Robotech, GoBots and shit, all that weak shit. Dre, what's the deal, bro? It is one, though. That's an honorable mention, dog. Now, I know I'm gonna catch some flack for this one, but I used to watch that shit. I ain't gonna lie, bro. What was the little rock star group, the girls group, dog? Was it Gym or some shit like that? I used to fuck with that shit. That shit ain't in my top five, but I did used to watch that shit before going to school, dog. I ain't gonna lie. I think it was called Gym, GEM or some shit like that. And she had the little rock group and shit. Yeah, I know I'm gonna catch all kind of slack for that, but that get an honorable mention too. Yeah, that's my shit. I ain't gonna fuck with Jim and the Rock Stars or some shit. Oh shit, man. Dexter's Laboratory is my shit though. That's not in my top five, but I actually did wanna throw that in there and shit though. Yeah, Jim's my shit though. I know that niggas ain't gonna ever admit to watching that shit, dog. I'm trying to think of one that was crazy that I used to watch. I don't think nobody else used to watch, dog. I can't think of none for real. Cause yeah, I think most of my shit is regular. I think I watch most regular shit. Damn, I lost the comments. I guess y'all can still keep commenting though. I think it's coming back in. This shit works sporadically. There you go, son. Courage the Cowardly Dog. shit, Patricia, what up though? Shout out to AC man, Adrian College in the building, man. Shout out to Adrian. Courage the Cowardly Dog. Yeah, that was a joint too. Like some of these cartoons was on cable though, and for a little while I had no cable, and maybe that's why I don't know some of these cartoons, dog. Alright, but anyway, I'ma go to mine. Nobody said Dennis the Menace either though. That wasn't in my top five, but it was a kind of funny one, dog. What up though? So look, this is my top five, and then we go slide up out of here, dog. I want my comments to come back though, cause I can't see them. Y'all can keep commenting though. At some point I'm sure they'll come back, cause I think they popping up sporadically, but I can't see them as soon as they come up. If you're on IG live though, don't forget, man, we're talking about top five cartoons, man. You can throw it into the comment box right now. We will read your comments live on the air. Also, if you want to give us a call and be in the studio with us, 313-444-3032, dog. Don't forget, man, this weekend is the Black Spears event going down at Garden Theater. Shout out to my man's Lazar and Diddy from the city, dog, putting on this event, curating a gang of Black Spears owners in one spot. So you get to see all the tequilas, whiskeys, bourbons, cognacs, wines, all kind of spears down at Garden Theater this weekend. All the Misfits. Yeah, that was in the Misfits. Silverhawks was trash, Dre. I mentioned it because that shit was trash. Silverhawks was booty, cuz that shit was hella weak. Let me see what he's saying. Still working. I should be getting this. Oh, bad. My dog. Good looking, my dog. For sure. The Misfits was a throwback girl band cartoon. Yeah. Oh, I thought they ain't the same thing. That wasn't like Jim and the Misfits. That's two different things. I'm tripping. DuckTales was the shit though. I did fuck with DuckTales. Alright, I did fuck with DuckTales. Heathcliff was trash too though. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't like Heathcliff, dog. Yeah. Tailspin, yeah, that shit was straight too though. Yeah, Heathcliff was trash, y'all. I'm looking at the comments. They popping up kinda late on my side, but yeah, Heathcliff was I didn't really like that shit though. Yeah, if we go do cat cartoons, I'd probably rather do what's dog name, Garfield and shit. Yeah, the Misfits with Jim. Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought that was from the same show and shit. gym is. Anyway, so my top five, dog, go like this, man. Number five. Oh yeah, the holograms was gym shit. Yeah, that's right. That was her game. Misfits was the other game. Yeah, that's right. All right, so mine go like this, dog. Number five. We gonna start at number five. Batman. Hold on, wait. We got somebody else's joint. Patricia checking back in. She said Batman, Animaniacs, Tiny Toons was good too, though. Rescue Rangers, dog. Damn, I forgot about Rescue Rangers. That shit, Darkwing Duck. That's like the fake ass Batman duck and shit, dog. Damn, I forgot about fucking Tiny Toons, dog. Tailspin, yeah, that shit was good too, though. All right, so this is my top five, bro. All right, so I'm gonna round it off with number five. It's gonna be Recess, dog. So Recess is my shit because of this. Now, I didn't really catch Recess as a kid and shit, but when I was out in New York, I was doing my internship at Black Enterprise, and I used to have to leave my little room in Harlem because I used to stay at the Harlem YMCA while I was doing that, and I used to have to leave Harlem to get down to Midtown Manhattan. I used to have to leave like 6 or 6:30, something like that. But while I was getting dressed and shit, Recess would always be on. I had never actually watched Recess. So I started watching that shit every day before I started going to work. And that shit was dope. So like it jumped to my top five off rip because of that experience, dog. So every morning for them 3 months I was out in New York doing my internship, I watched fucking Recess, dog. Phenomenal cartoon, dog. So that's my number five, dog. My number four is G.I. Joe. I mean, we grew up on G.I. Joe, so of course that's the number four. I was super excited about, I don't remember if I was more excited about the actual G.I. Joe figures or the cartoon and shit, but I never got a fucking Duke when I was getting G.I. Joe's. Like, I had a Captain Slaughter, and I had a couple other, dog. I never had a, damn, who, no, I ain't never have no, damn, I ain't have nobody good. Like, I ain't have none of the bosses or no shit, dog. Damn, come to think about that shit, I had all weak ass G.I. Joes other than Captain Slaughter. Damn, that's fucked up. That's a fucked up childhood. Anyway, so yeah, that's number four. G.I. Joe joints, though. I used to watch the cartoons and play with the G.I. Joes and shit. Yeah, Sergeant Slaughter, my bad. Not Captain Slaughter, Sergeant Slaughter. Didn't he used to wasn't he a wrestler too for a minute? Didn't they make Sergeant Slaughter a wrestler? Or am I tripping? Did I just make that up in my head? I feel like they did make him a wrestler at one point. But anyway, all right. So what I say? Recess, number five. Number four is G.I. Joe, dog. Number three is actually, I don't know if we can put all that to. No, I'm gonna pick one of the Looney Tunes, dog. Cause my favorite Looney Tunes, dog. I'm gonna pull that up to number three. Damn, which one I want to do? Damn. Cause like I like for that reason, I like the Road Runner shit on Looney Tunes and shit. And I like Bugs Bunny. But I think my favorite Looney Tunes joint though, what's the big ass chicken name? Foghorn Leghorn, dog. That was my favorite Looney Tunes, dog. Foghorn Leghorn used to beat the shit out that fucking dog, bro. I'm talking about this big ass chicken, rooster, whatever the fuck he was, dog. Used to kick the dog ass, bro. That was my shit, dog. So I'm gonna put that at number three, dog. Foghorn Leghorn. It's Looney Tunes and shit, dog. So yeah, Elmer Fudd was 22 though. Elmer Fudd was 22, but I like Foghorn Leghorn, dog. Sorry. Alright, so then my three, right? So the top two, dog. So my top two is gonna be like this. It's gonna be the first. Well, it ain't the first Batman. It was the first damn, what was it called? Because it was the Batman joint, but it's when they started making them look different and shit. What was the name of that joint? Because it ain't the old Batman with the... it might be the... Shit, I'm trying to see what year that shit came out. I want to say it came out like 96 or 97. That's, God damn it. What was it called? It was Batman something. It had a subtitle. Somebody help me out with that shit, dog. But that was my favorite one, though. That's the number two. Yeah, He-Man was in there. He-Man not in my top five, though. Who framed Roger Rabbit? would that be considered I guess. Yeah, it was the WB Batman and shit, but like didn't it have a subtitle or something? I feel like it had a subtitle. I can't remember. Anyway, but yeah, that Batman, that's the one I'm talking about though. Came out like 96 or 97. That was a dope ass one. I'm gonna tell you why that shit was dope to me, dog. Cause like the other Batman cartoons, I don't know, they felt like they was kind of corny. This was the first time it felt like one of those cartoon movie kind of things, right? But I'm gonna tell you why that Batman was so dope though. I used to come home from school, bro, and this is how old I am, right? And how old my crib was. When I used to get to the crib, dog, I used to watch that Batman on the floor model TV in the living room, dog. I'm gonna tell you why though, cause that floor model had some of the motherfucking deepest bass ever, dog. Any TV I ever seen, dog. Probably cause that bitch had a boombox behind it or some shit. But but anyway, dog, I used to turn that shit up so loud on the floor model, dog. I used to feel like I was in the theater, dog. So that Batman joint will always forever be my favorite, dog. Alright, so my number one. Alright, so just in case you just now checking in, we talked about a bunch of cartoons and we giving out our top five. So my top five up to this point. Was Recess. Which order did I put that shit in? I know it was Recess, and then I know I did, damn, I forgot that shit already. I ain't even high for real. I know he was in. I was in high school and shit. Yeah, it was in high school. We did that shit. Yeah, soundtrack was dope. Oh damn, why the fuck? I forgot what I was talking about. All right, so yeah, Recess was my number five. What the fuck was my number four? I forgot that damn quick. That shit crazy. I know my number three was how the fuck I forget all this shit that fast? I'm telling too many goddamn stories, I guess, dog. I know my number three was Foghorn Leghorn, though. That was definitely my shit, though. What the fuck was my number four? Damn. My brain ain't shit, bro. Smoke too much weed, I guess. What the fuck was that? Somebody remember my number four? I remember that shit. Anyway, so throw it in the comment box if you remember. Why the fuck I don't remember my number four? But my number one, though. And it ain't because we'll get to my number one right now, then. And it's not because I've been watching Velma on HBO Max, but G.I. Joe. Fuck, damn, good looking dog. Well, I couldn't think of that shit because I knew it was G.I. Joe or Transformers. I just didn't want to say the wrong one. So G.I. Joe is my number four. But my number one though, and again, it's not because I just watched Velma on HBO, but fucking Scooby Doo, dog. Scooby Doo was my favorite shit, dog. I'm gonna tell you why Scooby Doo was my favorite though. Not just because like I'm an idiot and I never could pick the right person at the end, but I feel like they was the first ones. Yes, yeah, we got it. Yeah, we got G.I. Joe. I feel like they was the first cartoons who had famous guest stars though. I feel like that's why I like Scooby, because like they had everybody on that motherfucker. Harlem Globetrotters, motherfucking Don Knotts. They used to have like famous people making appearances on there. So I feel like that's why I used to love Scooby-Doo, dog. So Scooby-Doo is my number one, bro. So shout out to my man Scoob. First people in cartoons getting high and we didn't know. But now we know that Shaggy was high as fuck and Scooby probably don't even exist. Shaggy was probably high. He just made that shit up. It ain't even no Scooby that exists. Dennis the Menace. Oh, I did used to fuck with Dennis the Menace, though. It didn't make my top five though, but I did used to fuck with Dennis the Menace a little bit, dog. So that's my top five, dog. We got number five at Recess, number four at G.I. Joe, number three at Foghorn Leghorn from Looney Tunes, dog. You know what I'm talking about? You said, "Oh, you said, yeah, I did say that." All right, I'm reading old comments and shit now, dog. Number two, I got the Batman that came out in 96. Again, I think. Was it Dark Knight? No, Dark Knight wasn't out yet. Anyway, that Batman, it came out in like 96. And then number one is Scooby-Doo, dog. That's my top five. This has been kind of fun, dog. We had a little fun, you know, with the solo show. Shout out to my dogs out the office today, man. We'll be back in full throttle on Monday. Shit, if you got a last minute comment, go ahead and throw it into the comment box, dog. If you got a last minute top five list, go ahead and throw it in there. And if you love the show as much as I love the show, then make sure you contribute to our Cash App. You see it right up there at the top. That's a $ Flipside Inc. That's Flipside INK. I didn't put Transformers and Thundercats in there. Damn, Flintstones. I did fucking forget about Flintstones. Damn. That's one I did forget about. Fuck. How did I forget about the fucking Flintstones? No, but Transformers and Thundercats. Like, I put G.I. Joe in there because, like, Transformers and Thundercats in my top 10. But the top 5, though, I couldn't put them in there. They like 6 and 7. They like honorable mentions for real. Flintstones, though, god damn. I completely forgot about the Flintstones. That was my shit. Damn, Gigi, how you let me forget that? You should have said something earlier. Flintstones was my shit. I still watch that. That's one of them cartoons I think it aged as well. Like, I watched that, and obviously, they can still watch G.I. Joe, Batman shit, but I think Flintstones is one of the ones that kind of stand the age of time. You can just watch that. You can watch the old one still. Shit's still kind of funny. But yeah, Scooby-Doo made me feel like I was a detective. You know one I didn't mention, though, that was my shit, too? And then we go get out of here. Fucking Inspector Gadget. The Inspector Gadget was just shit, too. Damn, I forgot about Inspector Gadget. We had better cartoons back in our day, though. I feel like we hold that down. Black Mama Vodka checking in. What up, though? She is definitely going to be one of the distillers at the Black Spirits event this weekend, man. Again, make sure you pull up on my guys down at Garden Theater for the Black Spirits event. Shout out to Lazar. Shout out to my man Diddy in the city, dog, putting it on for the whole city and for the whole country and for the whole world pretty soon here. Black Spirits event will be traveling from here to other places in the States and then overseas soon. Overseas soon. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, Flintstones definitely... I'm saying, I don't know why I forgot about Flintstones and put it in my list and shit, but it didn't make my top 5. It should be in there, though. What would I kick out to put the Flintstones in? Yeah, we talked about Super Friends. Super Friends was shit, too, though. Damn, I don't even... Speed Racer. Oh, shit. I forgot about Speed Racer. We had some dog-ass cartoons, though. We had kid cartoons. These motherfuckers now, they got adult cartoons. I don't know what type of shit this is. Like, this is getting a little bit out of control. All right, y'all. Shit, it's 11 o'clock, dog. This has definitely been fun. Again, make sure you check out my guys at the Garden Theater this weekend, tomorrow, actually, from 6 until 11 for the Black Spirits event, dog. Again, shout out to my man's Lazar. Shout out to Diddy in the city, dog. Shout out to Duke and Dame, which you can see the bottle back here. You know what I'm saying? We represent, you know, some Black Spirits and shit, of course. That's Pink Panther. Oh no, Pink Panther was trash. Pink Panther was trash. Who said that? No, that was Pink Panther was trash, bro. BJ, what up though? DJ. Oh, my bad. What up, DJ? Like, Heathcliff was trash. I'm sorry, B. Heathcliff was trash, though. If you gonna talk about the cats and shit, I'll fuck with Garfield. But the mother two us, yeah. Pink Panther was trash. I hated Pink Panther. That shit was so bad. That shit was horrible. Only thing sweet about Pink Panther was the music. The theme music, dog. That was the only thing sweet about that. I ain't lying, dog. That shit was trash. Anyway, dog. For real. We up out of here, dog. What else is going on? Let me see. We got that tomorrow night. I think that's pretty much about it that's going on this weekend for me anyway. Pull up on the gang and shit. Me and the homies will be down there. The Beers, Bourbon, Whiskey podcast will be down at Garden Theater tomorrow night, 6 to 11 for the Black Spirits event. We'll be interviewing some people, taking some pictures, drinking a whole lot of whiskey, bourbon. And I'm going to check out, you know, everybody else stuff too. I know it usually be some good tequilas down there too, but you know, I'm a bourbon whiskey guy. So we'll be checking out that mostly. Again, though, wherever you listening at or wherever you watching, make sure that you do like, share, and subscribe. And I guess that's it. We about to get up out this thing, man. But till we get back this weekend, make sure whatever you go do this weekend, whether you at the Garden Theater this weekend, whether you visiting friends, whether you just outside barbecuing, whatever you doing this weekend, man, make sure that you do at least try to arrive alive, dog. Till the next time, you already know what it is. The Live is Cloud Radio Show on the motherfucking planet, dog. Straight from the E-Block Radio Live on your dial right this moment, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show. Shout out to my man's Angry Man and Money holding it down off-site today, man. And of course, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man. Red Zone, baby. We about this thing. Peace out, y'all.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show live on eblockradio.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you or your company are looking to jump into the podcast world, now is the time. The Plug Agency is here to connect you to the full power of podcasting. You just record and leave the rest to us. The people are listening and want to hear from you. Theplug-agency.com. That's theplug-agency.com. Click the link in the episode description for an exclusive offer.
This is Sarah Hubbard, host of You and Me Kid, a podcast about starting and raising a family on your own. We just launched season 2, and I'm speaking with single moms, those still considering, and experts in relevant fields to give you a real sense of what the day-to-day experience of solo parenting looks and feels like. Plus, this season, I've partnered with California Cryobank, the number one sperm bank in the U.S. So wherever you are in the process, this podcast provides some support, humor, and helpful information. Listen to You and Me Kid wherever you get your podcasts.